Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
This is the Sunday Science Supplement for September 12th. I'm Dr. Nikki Ackermans, and today we are going to break down one of the science headlines of the week. On Thursday, we talked about a non-line-of-sight imaging technique developed at Stanford University's Computational Imaging Lab. The technique uses a laser beam passing through a small opening like a keyhole to track moving objects in the room. Then, a single photon avalanche photodetector measures the return timing of photons from the beam to create a low-quality image to be analyzed by an image recognition AI, which would determine if someone was in the room. Time to get laser-focused while we delve into the science behind this new imaging technique. Imaging objects outside a camera's direct line of sight has applications in areas like robotic vision, security, medical imaging, and autonomous driving. Traditional mapping methods image large visible surfaces to orient a car or a walking robot, for example, but they can't see around the corners and predict what would be behind objects. For that, you need non-line-of-sight imaging, which can generate images of objects that otherwise aren't in the camera's field of view by bouncing light off of various surfaces until they eventually make their way back to the camera. Algorithms then calculate how much time it took the reflections to return to this camera and generate an image of what the camera couldn't originally see. Not all photons make it back, so the results are generally low quality, but enough return to make out the general outline of an object. Until now, these techniques were dependent on large reflective surfaces to bounce back reflections of the hidden object to the camera, making it near impossible to image something in a closed room. However, Stanford's new keyhole imaging technique uses only a tiny hole to see inside a closed room by shining a laser beam through it and creating a single dot of light inside. That dot scatters a small amount of photons in all directions, some of which bounce back through the small hole. The difference from previous techniques is that when the photons are reflected back to the camera, they're measured with a powerful machine, the single photon avalanche photodetector, that is able to time the return of each photon. This then creates a sort of a grainy map of the room. The keyhole technique only works with moving objects. Laser pulses are measured over a long exposure time, and when an object moves, the photon time measurements change, providing information about the shape and trajectory of the object. These measurements are then fed into an algorithm that estimates the object's shape and trajectory. Although the image quality is even worse than with previous non-line-of-sight imaging techniques, if paired with an image recognition algorithm trained to recognize human shapes, it may provide a way to detect someone in a room. So far, this is just the first step towards keyhole imaging, as the experiment relies on the mystery object being a rigid body in motion, and it can't reconstruct complex trajectories or objects with low reflection capacities. The low resolution is also a limitation, and that's coupled with the usual AI training limitations. Nevertheless, this is a promising development, and future applications include providing a way for police to assess the risk of closed rooms, or for autonomous driving systems to spot hidden hazards, for example. So let's hope the resolution improvement makes these images laser sharp. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to dailytechnewsshow.com and remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. You can suggest which science headline you want me to cover next week by tweeting at dailytechnewssh, and you can find me at Ackerman's Nicole on Twitter, and I also host a non-science podcast, Stories Your Granny Never Told. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.